Oh my God, what a debacle that is. Okay, lads, sorry about all the technical difficulties we've had. You'd think we would have got it right by now, but we absolutely have not, and that's the perils of live TV, I guess, live broadcasting. This is take two. Whether I can see the comments and add Bo in, we didn't have success doing it the other way around. It seems like it's just not been our day at all today. If you follow the group, you know that. Yeah, we've had a rough day. We're just trying to make it right for you lads, and we've got a ripper pod coming up. And if I can add Bo in right now, then we can make it a ripper night to finish off what's been, a tough day at the office. So let's see if we can get Bo on the line.
All right, fucking got it happening. Thank God. Jesus
Happy
Christ.
birthday, Bo!
Jesus. I mean, yeah, I wake up, it's a fucking sweet birthday. Well, I'm thinking to myself yesterday, like, I've got one day left to go for my birthday, thinking it's gonna be a good fucking week, birthday week and shit. And then yesterday, my Alex Pod account gets done for 30 days. I can't post, I can't reply to anyone. And then I'm thinking, oh, well, at least the pod's still alive. And then fucking this morning I wake up and the pod page has been deleted. And the missus came in and said, happy birthday. And put on a brave face and gone on with the day. But yes, it has been a very stressful day.
Yeah, so tell us about your day. Have you had a good day, mate? I'm
Surprisingly
only
good day given.
joking with you. No one really cares about your day. People do want to wish you a happy birthday. I want to wish you a happy birthday. It's been a great season. Maybe we were gonna talk about the history of the pod. People asked us how did we actually come to be what it is today, but maybe we'll save that for another day. A lot of people are asking why did this happen to the group. We could probably talk about that, what our plan is going forward, and then just four games this week. But I do like a side in all four. There's value to be had. We can keep our winning run going. And I mean, I think we mentioned last week, if you're putting $100 on each one of our tips this season, you've gotten now over 10 grand in profit. We're absolutely crushing it. Last week was a bad round for us. We went 15 and 10 on 25 plays, won 15 of them. These are, $1.90 line bets. That included a 9-0 Friday night. So actually the weekend, could have been better for sure. But,
Oh, yeah.
a lot of these, it's not always predictable in the NRL, and we try to use that to our advantage. But you do want to talk about what happened with the group, what we think happened?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's happened before. And I guess, yeah, there's nothing that you can exactly pin it down to. I mean, obviously, our last group got deleted when it had 15,000 members. That was the original pod group. And yeah, just one day it was just gone. And Facebook says it's for violating community standards, that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, it is just because we do post about betting content. We're not the only group that's been done, which is the good news. There have been a few other groups that have been done also for pretty much posting gambling content. And I guess the thing is, you wonder what people wonder why, oh, Sportsbet floods my feed with sign-up deals. Ladbrokes is constantly in my feed. Why are they allowed to post all this stuff? And the reason is because they've got lucrative deals with Facebook. I think they're upwards of $250,000 a year for them to be able to post whatever the fuck they want, essentially. And us little fish, we don't have that sort of coin to spend on advertising dollars. So they want to just, sort of push us down and just let the big fish stay on Facebook. But we're not gonna die. We're not gonna keep the group deleted. We've already started up a new one, a backup one, just in case. So Jacob's posted the link for both of our groups in the post. That's our original one that we happened to get back today. We just deleted everything on there and put it back on. And then we've also got a backup group. So make sure you join both of them because, well, fuck, given the circumstances of today, it could be any second that the original group's gone and then we'll just flick straight over to the new group.
Yeah, I'd add to that. Last year, Facebook page, 7,000 likes were built up from nothing, and that was just gone overnight. That's when we started a group. The group got up to 15,000 members in May this year. Actually, it was around the early June. It got canned, and we had another group which got canned with 7,000 members last night. But we've actually had that one reinstated. We were able to kind of wipe it clean. So there's no knowing how long that group's going to survive, and that's why we've made the backup. And the backup group is called Yeah the Pod, so pretty easy to remember. And we've got some ideas, like we're going to try and reduce using key betting word terminology in that one. We're going to try and say under the radar. We've got some different accounts setting that one up, because I think once you've been flagged, you're in trouble. Of course, there's plenty of punting pages out there, and we don't wish it on anyone else when you say that. it's good that it's happened to others. We just know it's not us that's being targeted specifically by Facebook. It's just an absolute take in the broom to all betting content. And as you said, it's because they want to monopolize it, because, you know, they can make so much money if they can make Sportsbet pay them millions of dollars to put those links in our feed. And if other people are kind of cutting out the middleman and running, you know, ads and promotions through our groups, then they're not getting a cut. And, you know, Zuck is a greedy, greedy man, isn't he?
Yeah, like,
he can't give a tiny piece of the pie to a brother on his birthday. And I guess since it is your birthday, we'll get into it. I'll let you off for not getting dressed for work, mate. I mean, I understand you're not shaving anymore. You're just mailing in, not even wearing your uniform anymore.
Giving up, I was just so depressed today. I thought the birthday would be a seamless sort of...
Free dress on your birthday, apparently. Okay. All right, ready to get into round eight.
It's a birthday shirt. All right, Friday night. We've already got some plays on this one. Roosters hosting the Rabbits. Roosters are 4-point favourites and 41.5 is the total.
Yeah, it was another really good example of just where, like, if you can be on the ball, you can take advantage of the bookmakers. And the line before the Bunnies played on Sunday Arvo was Bunnies +1.5 in this game. And even then, I had my eye on it because the Bunnies don't have a single Origin player. They're not as bad as everyone thinks. Reynolds has, you know, had injury concerns all year. He's kind of healthy. You know, they've got a bunch of good players. Burgess is back healthy. And, like, we don't agree with the way they're lining up with Walker at fullback. I think Alex Johnson scored 5 tries last week. And I'm telling you, he'd be even more. Not that he would have scored more than 5, but they could utilize him more if he was playing fullback. So we don't disagree with that. But my point is, you knew the Roosters would have 4 or 5 out for Origin. You had to like the look of the Bunnies. The Bunnies need to win games like this to make the 8. Then you get the Bunnies absolutely blow the back doors out of Penrith on a Sunday arvo, put a 40 spot on them, or nearly beat them by 40. And that was on the back of Roosters' absolutely horrendous game on the Central Coast, where they lost themselves by 30-odd points to the Sharks the day before as favourites. So you had the Roosters' terrible loss as favourites. You had the Bunnies' great win as dogs. We could see that was definitely going to swing the line. So we got in nice and early and got the Bunnies +1.5 in the first half, which is a great bet because they're solid favourites to be leading at halftime now. And we wanted to get the +1 at full time. It was already off the board. We were able to get them at Pick'em. Still knew that was good value. So they're great bets, and anybody could have made them if they were in our group at that time. You can get money down, and you know you've got a great bet in your pocket. You just do it. You don't think too hard. You just do it. But I actually, and now that I have time to sit back and look at this game, the only way I could play it would be with the Roosters with that catching that 4-point start. How do you see it?
Yeah, at the current line, I totally agree. I think, you know, with the line where it is, I think it's probably right. I think I'd need a 4.5 to play back on the Roosters. But going off your previous point, I think it's vital that people remember this just for sports betting in general, is if you're going to be watching the games, like you said, you see the Roosters absolutely get smoked. You see the Rabbits absolutely flog the Panthers. And you know that the line's going to move because obviously people bet on what they've seen last. And what they've just seen last is the Rabbits absolutely flog the Panthers and the Roosters get fucking obliterated. So you know that line's going to move. You have to think to yourself, you don't always have to think to yourself, which team do I actually think, do I want to play on the week after? You just know the line is going to move. So you play it and then you can decide what you want to do with that bet later. So we've got Rabbits at Pick'em, or at $1.90 to win the game sitting in our pocket. And that's a good play because the line's obviously 4 now. And now I guess we can decide if we want to play back on the Roosters or not. I'd need 4.5 to play back on the Roosters. You know, obviously missing Fergo, Napa, Pierce, you know, Cordner. So they're missing a big part of their team. I do think the Rabbits get the win here, and I could not play the Roosters unless it was a 4.5. It's not really home field advantage either with 2 Sydney teams. So I think the line's right about right. And I'm happy with our, you know, Rabbits at full time at $1.90. And we also played Rabbits +1 first half, which is a great play.
Yeah, you know that we love the spot for the Roosters. We actually love taking a good team off an embarrassing performance. And we love going against a side that probably overperformed. Plus, you've got the extra day's preparation. The spot definitely screams out to take the Roosters in this one. And that's fear they will show up. But that's what it's all about. You said it and I said it as well. We knew the line would move. And knowing when a line's going to move gives you an advantage, because if you wanted to get on the Bunnies, you had to get on them straight away. You had to get on them on Sunday. If you want to get on the Roosters, you can probably afford to wait because everybody remembers what they saw last. I just think the Roosters, just about the healthiest team in the comp, missing four guys, but even Takeaho is back, and they've just got, like, they've got one of the biggest salary caps. They've got the salary sombrero down in Bondi, and they can cover every position. They're going to be right in it. Guns on my head, the Bunnies might win by a Reynolds field goal or a Reynolds conversion, which means I'm happy with the side we have. Probably with you there. We get a 4.5, we maybe try and middle this one. Should be a good game.
Yeah, totally agree. Speaking of salary caps, Saturday early game, we've got the Panthers hosting Manly. This game's sitting around Pick'em at the moment and 41.5 the total.
I like what you did there. I was thinking you were talking about Eels Storm because they're also salary cap cheat. So shame on anyone who supports a team that cheats.
Yeah.
And we are Broncos supporters, but never been caught.
We would never do that. We would never do
so. No. So,
I like this
you know,
game.
Yeah, you know, I actually do like a side. I'll tell you the best bet you could have possibly made on this game, and I already did it. The best bet you could have made on this game was to take Penrith a week ago when they were $1.90, and when Cherry was a shoe-in to play Origin, when Jake Trbojevic was obviously going to play for the Blues, and when Tom Trbojevic, Manly having just spanked the Sharks, Tom was probably going to get a spot to improve that Blues side. And I said, I'm taking Penrith at home. Desperate, they'll roll Manly, and I got them at $1.90. Fast forward a week, we've picked Ben Hunt. I don't want to spend too long talking about that because we'll do Origin next week before Origin 3. But Cherry's obviously playing. Tom Trbojevic, they picked the same side for the Blues, so he's still there. I mean, those are two huge players for Manly, but you know what? I've looked at it closely. Jake Trbojevic is still a massive out for that side. They're missing Lewis Brown as well. Who else are they missing? Is it Curtis Sirin got injured or someone else as well? Whereas the Panthers get back Isaiah Yeo. Now, I actually think the Panthers win this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I hear everyone, you know, jumping up and down, jumping out of trees to play Manly. And the reason being is because, you know, they say Cherry's going to have a chip on his shoulder. He's going to come out and play really well. You know, how big is a chip on your shoulder when it's game three? You don't really have to impress the selectors for next year, that's for sure. So I actually think that last week was the week that Cherry was going to play really well, and he did. I mean, he fucking brought Manly back from the brink, a 16-point deficit against the Warriors, although against the Warriors, you know, really no deficit is too big to overcome in all reality. But, I mean, it's like you said, it's a similar sort of position we have. We've got the Panthers coming off an absolutely embarrassing loss. And then we've got, you know, the Manly with a comeback win over the Warriors. And I think that was a hard-fought game in the wet. That'll take something out of them. No Dean Farrow for the Panthers, but, I mean, he hasn't been playing that well this season. I think Jason Voivik is a much bigger loss. It's being played at Pepper Stadium. I think you could call these teams, you know, Manly has been in red-hot form. But on paper, if you just look at these teams individually, I think they're very, very even roster-wise, talent-wise. And I think just the home field advantage, you got 2.5 points for, home field advantage, let's say. I think the Panthers are the play here as much as it is going to probably be an unpopular pick.
That's why it's value, basically. And, like, people will overthink this and say, oh, Manly's a top four side, Penrith's been shit all year. People will put a pen through Penrith after their performance on Sunday. But this is a home side playing for their season, and I guarantee you that you will get a good performance out of Penrith. And when I look at the teams on paper, they're every bit as good, honestly, the talent they do have with no players missing for Origin. So I think we take the Panthers. Will we get a plus one on Penrith? You know, as you said, people are jumping out of trees to take the Seagulls. So we don't need to rush to play Penrith because we will get them pick them at worst.
Totally agree. Yeah, I think money's going to come for Manly, obviously. It already has since DCE got picked. But I think it's going to keep coming. I think Panthers will probably close, you know, slide underdogs. And if we can catch, you know, a point and a half for full time and maybe even a half point for half time, that's going to be a gun play. That's halfway through the round. I just wanted to mention, I know you've mentioned my birthday a lot. And you know the grimmest part or the funniest part about my birthday today?
What's that?
And the lads will enjoy this too. Is guess who hit up my missus in private messenger to tell her she's beautiful?
I wish you hadn't already spoiled it for me.
John Tran. The one and only John Tran. Oh, no. All right, that's enough of that. It's a funny story for the lads. Anyway, Storm hosting the Eels, plus 4.5 points, 39.5 the total. And we already like a side in this one.
Not only do we like a side, we've already given out some plays on this one, which is also great value. Absolutely loved it. We got the Eels minus 1.5 points in this one, where that line's now 4.5. And I see that one getting to 6 as well. So that's huge value. I mean, as much as the Storm is such a great side, the best coach side in the league, you know, they defend, doesn't really matter who's out there. They seem to play so well. They really highlighted how well coached they are and how much talent they have. Talking about salary cap, like, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous how shit teams like the Tigers and the Knights are, and the Storm can be missing 6 blokes and still put out a side like that. But they really did highlight how good they are when they got out to 20-6 or whatever it was against the Roosters on that Saturday night in Adelaide. That's when everyone kind of said, oh, shit. Like, this side is legit and just so loaded. I think that's what was keeping people off the Eels in this one, just the fact that everyone respects the Storm missing. I won't say they're 6 best players because you've got blokes like Jesse Bromwich still lining up, but 6 Origin-level players. And, you know, their entire spine is missing for this game. And they're still, like, four-point underdogs. It's crazy. But, no, they don't have the talent to match it with the Eels. I know the Eels, like, lost Kaiser Pritchard, didn't impress anybody with that Dogs grind on Thursday night, but the Dogs played well to get in a grind in that one. You just have to look at the back lines. And as I said, you know, you got no Slater, no Munster, no Kronk. And compare that to the Eels who finally have, you know, Bevan French. They've integrated Mitchell Moses. You've got Jennings, who's had some injuries. He's back. Takarangi's back. And Semi Radradra as well, who is a Tesla, a terrible wing as well. There's just no excuse for the Eels. They absolutely have to win this one by at least a converted try. So I think, you know, I'm not interested at playing back on the Storm at all. I'd need, honestly, as much as I respect the Storm, I'd need like 8 points to even look at that side, because the Eels' role in this one, I'm very confident about that.
I totally agree. I think there's no way that the Storm wins this game. I think there's a few factors. I mean, you pretty much mentioned it all just in terms of the roster. But I think just for the Eels, you know, just during that whole sort of 9-week stretch of Origin, just keeping that same core group of people together, that same core group of players, from a chemistry standpoint, that certainly helps. The Storm have had the exact opposite. And I mean, you just look at the Eels' results, you know, during those Origin weeks, they have won, you know, they've played both weeks where, you know, all your Origin players are out, and they have won both those games fairly comfortably. And just keeping, yeah, like I said, keeping that core together is very vital during Origins, you know, during that Origin 9 weeks. But I totally agree with you. One other thing, point I wanted to make, and this is a big reason why we chose the Eels and played them at pretty much pick'em, or minus 1.5 at $1.82, is that the public loves the Storm. Not only that, the public thinks that the Storm is still good, even without, you know, that big three, you know, because they got pretty much lost, you know, well, lost by 1 point against the Roosters. Everyone thinks they don't miss the big three that much. All the news articles are saying Craig Bellamy is a wizard. Doesn't matter who you slot in, they're still going to be gunned. But this time, you're not only missing the big three, you're missing 6 players. You know, you're at home, fair enough. But the Eels are fully healthy, pretty much. Like you said, they have a much better roster. They need this game, and they're going to, I think they're going to. At the current price,
you're cutting out of me. No, if you say your name, I'm fine, John. But I'm not sure if you can hear me. But yeah, you cut out on us there at the end. But it said you said you think they're gonna roll. Was that roll?
Yeah, that was roll. And I was just gonna add that. Yeah, I wouldn't actually play the minus 4.5 just because of the weather. The total's 39.5, and there's rain scheduled for both the Friday and Saturday. So if you haven't got the early line, I wouldn't play the 4.5 personally.
If you haven't got the early line, check William Hill, go to other markets, and look for team leading after 60 minutes. You can still get the Eels at $1.65 to be leading after 60. And if they're not leading and it's tied, you'd get your money back on that one. That's still pretty decent. That's reflecting the opening odds rather than what they are at now. So that's one way to get at the Eels. And, you know, you mentioned 6 blokes out, but Jordan McLean's still not back from injury, and Brandon Smith got injured as well, who would have been starting at hooker in this one. So got absolutely no right to win, and they won't.
Totally agree. And that's, yeah, another little lesson for you guys. If there's a big line move like this one, well, 4 points is a pretty big line move. What you always want to do immediately is check through all your betting accounts and just look for any sort of stale lines. Look for your, pick your own line markets, your my line markets. Sometimes they don't adjust those. Sometimes they don't adjust halftime, full-time. And like you said, you know, team leading up to 60 minutes, those sorts of markets, sometimes they're a little bit slow to adjust. So you have to be on the ball and then pretty much check every single site you have when a line moves that much. Last game of the round, we've got the Doggies hosting the Knights. The Doggies are 7.5-point favourites and the total is 42.5.
All right, can I just tell a really quick bad beat story? You know, we win a lot of games and people think we get lucky. We don't always get lucky. And we don't really give out too many live plays. I don't think we've given out a single live play this year, but we rarely make them. And we've spoken about why we don't bet live. One of the, you know, amongst other reasons like inconvenience and having to call up and speak to a person, which sucks. They take the value out of it. They always make the odds like $1.85 and everything like that. But there was an outlying line. I was watching the Knights versus Tigers. I really thought the Knights were going to win that one. I thought it meant so much more to them, and I thought the Tigers were mailing in the season. They got back Jamie Bureau. They got back Hodkinson. Of course, they're down 20-0 at halftime, and the halftime line was plus 20.5. And I thought with 20,000 fans there, you know, the mining round, everything like that, the Knights will try hard. They'll come out, and they'll win the second half. And they did. They came all the way back, cut it to within 12 points. My plus 20.5 was home and hosed. There's about 4 minutes to go. The Tigers take a field goal just to you know, ice the win. So they're up 13. I'm still fine. It's going to take two tries to beat me. Then they get a pen. They take the two. Of course, I was worried. There was about 2.5 minutes to go. They take the two to bring the lead to 15, which is a strange move. But I'm still sweet with plus 20.5 until the final fucking play of the game. Aaron Woods just walks it up to the line. Everyone's ready to go home, knock off. But no, he offloads it in the line, and they just waltz through and score under the post. Had it been anywhere else, too, he would have missed the conversion. They win by 21. Unheard of. I mean, the Knights seriously looked like the Knights could come back and tied that game. They dropped the ball going through a hole that would have cut the game to 6. How I lose it, I don't know. That brings me to the fact that I'm not going to do what most punters will do and say I'm never betting on the Knights again. I actually think they were so embarrassing last week in a game they really should have won that they will come back and turn up this week. And I think that last week's Golden Point loss to the Eels was like that ball-breaking loss for the Dogs. I think missing Clem, no James Graham, no Josh Jackson, no Brett Morris. Their leaders and their elite players on that side, they're going to miss them a lot this week. I really think the Knights with nothing to lose is serious danger. I know Des Hasler's been told that if he doesn't make the finals, he's out, which they're not making the finals. So basically he's been told he's out. So the players aren't even trying to play for Des anymore, I really don't think. I honestly think the Knights can win this one outright. Plus 7.5 is a great line, but you know, I'd love to grab a plus 8, and I think that'd be one of the best bets of the round.
I'm totally with you. Yeah, the Knights are the side here. And I mean, even at 7.5, it's solid. But if we can get an 8 or an 8.5, I would play that in a heartbeat. The only thing that worries me is Dogs have got, obviously, you know, 3 extra days rest. But, you know, as a sports bettor, you do have to look at situational spots. And as much as people say that, you know, yes, they're professional athletes, they'll put in 100% every time, that's not the case. There are games that teams get up for more than others. And I think you just have to look at last week with the Knights. I mean, they came so ball-breakingly close 2 weeks ago to winning. They gave up a big lead. They lost it in the last seconds. And I think, you know, that was just a massive letdown for them against the Tigers. And that's why we kind of stayed away from that game. And you saw it. You know, they just came out absolutely flat in the first half, got down to a big deficit, and they were just never in it. So I think they do bounce back this week. I am more than happy to bet against the Dogs, seeing as I fucking think they're absolutely horrendous. I think Mbai is absolutely horrible. And, you know, just my bias withstanding, I think the line is too high, even at 7.5. But if we shop around, I'm sure we will find a flat 8. The Knights, I'm telling you, they will cover that and they could win this game outright.
We got a live dog in that one, and it's not the Dogs, that's for sure. So we definitely like a few sides in this one. And when we like sides, then you know that we are finding value because we've found it all season long. And we've cashed multis as well, and we cashed multi last round as well. So we will we put our heads together, look up every market, we check every bookie. So once we like a side, then we go out and hunt the very best value, because every cent and every half a point makes a big difference to your bankroll at the end of the season. As we said, ours is over 10 grand. If you're betting $100 per game, even if you're betting $10 a game, you're up a grand. I mean, yep. That's unheard of. They're just like a killer season, and it's not going to end this round, that's for sure. Really excited about Origin 3. We're going. There's going to be an Origin 3 pod next week, so stay tuned for when that's going to be. But you've got to be in our group to get all our plays. So I think we'll be putting those plays out tomorrow morning. So that's our round 18 plays and multis as well on top of that. So you want to be joining the link that I've put up in the description. And then, just, you know, if you want to discuss any of the games with us or anything like that, or see tips on every other sport, it's all in there too for you.
Yeah, that's it. And not only the free tips, I mean, we do get exclusive sign-up offers as well in the group. We've got some absolute crackers this week. I mean, you just look at the Ladbrokes one, you know, deposit 50, get 150 in bonuses, plus an extra $50 if either the Storm or the Eels score 12 points. I mean, so the only way you lose that is if a team scores, you know, 11 or less points and wins the game, which is highly unlikely. We've got those deals happening all the time. We've got one for Origin, you know, for New South Wales to score 13 or more points, you get an extra $50. So yeah, make sure you join the group. We're giving away $50 pretty much every single day of the round, Thursday through Sunday. We might actually have to slow down on them a bit just because we're getting zucked. But yeah, heaps of money to give away, heaps of comps, and obviously fire tips. So there's no reason not to join.
That was funny because you kind of cut out again. And so it was like, we're going to have to slow down. But I don't think he did that deliberately. In fact, I think he's just cut out on us totally. So he needs to pay for his own Wi-Fi because he's been using his neighbor's Wi-Fi for far too long. We actually also gave away $550 worth of Ladbrokes bonus bets last weekend in an absolute frenzy too. So another reason to get in our group. The boys are already in there. I'm sure they'll vouch that. It's good fun. And more money to be made this weekend, lads. So you know where to find us. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night. Leggo.